I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rock and roll, meow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Big shout out to everybody out there on the backside of this Memorial Day weekend. Hope you had a good, safe Memorial Day weekend and celebrated and partied and had a good time. Big thanks, big shout out to the family members and the folks in the that served the country and allow this to happen and obviously allow this to happen. Being work this job, live this life, freedoms that we have. And huge thank you to all of those individuals and families that that made the ultimate sacrifice, man. Memorial Day weekend is always one of my favorite weekends out there, obviously, because I've had a lot of good times on that Memorial Day weekend. Now, typically in the hill country on the river acting a fool, but on the flip side of that, it's also you always take that moment to be thankful for what we have and those that have made that ultimate sacrifice, paid that ultimate sacrifice. So, Big shout out to everybody involved. Hope everybody had a good, safe Memorial Day weekend. Also, if you're out there and you're listening, we appreciate you listening. However, it is that you listen, so don't change one thing. We would appreciate, though, if you would download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Keep us on your hip and take us everywhere that you go. You can listen live. There's rewind features. All of the segments are podcasted, as well as all the podcasts that come from within the Odyssey family nationwide are right there on the app, as well as obviously anything on from Sports Radio 610 and any of the personalities, including Tyler at Big Earn's Wagon.
Choo-choo in that right. Verse.
There you go. Tyler Milner, Patrick Creighton. Got a lot going on in Houston this weekend. Big weekend. Astros, they took 3 of 4 from the Mariners. And a lot of change. We'll be covering that throughout the show today. A lot of good came out of that series right there, not just 3 wins and a little bit of movement in the division. There was a lot of good. That's right. Talk to him, Mom. I know you enjoyed it. The Astros, they crank up against the A's tonight. First pitch at 7:10. It's a 2-game set here. And the Texans, little news on the Texans front, they'll host the Panthers for joint practices before their preseason game August the 16th. So it'll be 2 or 3 days before. Typically, those are open to the probably not the general public, but season ticket holders and things of that nature. But either way it goes, you will be have an opportunity to get in and watch some of that. I strongly urge that you do and stay plugged into the Texans social medias and Texans All Access. And obviously here on Sports Radio 610, we will keep you up to date on getting in to see that. That's always fun to watch joint practices. I don't know that everybody out there enjoys it as much as I do, but if it's even remotely close, then you'd have a good time. Now, the Texans OTAs, they got a little schedule that they dropped last week. I think they dropped the schedule with a couple, two, three different little windows of practice that they wanted to announce, and one of those sets of practice starts tomorrow, Ron. Texans OTAs start tomorrow, and the last time we saw the Texans, it was a rookie mini camp, if you will. This time it's expected to be, it's, obviously it is, it's a full team, but it is voluntary. It's going to be interesting to see how many people are actually there, Ron. That's going to be interesting. We're going to get into the Texans OTAs, observations, what I'm looking forward most to, what show's looking forward most to. But I got a trivia question out there. Tyler, you may know this, for all my Aggies out there, trivia real quick. Sammy Parker. Ron threw the name out there in the break. We're having a little conversation earlier. Sammy Parker went to A&M, I believe. He's a receiver from A&M, a little running back receiver from A&M. Did he catch a slant for the Aggies in a Big 12 championship game? For some reason, that sticks out. Against K-State, I think it was.
Michael Bishop, I think that was
Sammy. Yes, that game.
That was Sammy Parker.
Did he play for Kansas State and catch it, or did he play? He played for A&M,
I think he
right?
played for A&M. That was a dat win game.
Yes, absolutely. You're spot on.
Back in the day.
So, Sammy Parker, all my Aggie fans out there, let us know. Let us know what if you remember that. I vaguely remember the slant getting caught for a touchdown. I think.
Well, it was a huge game back where I was living, K-State. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
You remember that was the time when there's two spots in the championship game, and Michael Bishop and K-State, all they had to do was win that game. And I think Florida State was the team that got rewarded.
Chris Winking him?
Yeah, I think this is around the year you played. I think it's Tennessee's championship year.
It was definitely dead in the middle of my year then.
Yeah, it was Tennessee's championship game in 98 because Tennessee played Florida State for the title, and Florida State got in there because Michael Bishop and them couldn't beat.
Well, A&M. See, Bishop, we can relate. Good dude, by the way, coaching. Football now, good dude.
Oh, that's right, folks. It's Sir Parker. It was Sir Parker, not Sammy Parker.
Damn right it was.
It was Sir Parker.
You're right. So who the hell is Sammy?
Who the hell is Sammy Parker?
Where did Sammy Parker come from?
Oregon?
It was Sir Parker. Clear as day, Sir Parker, too. Yep, damn sure.
Now, when I started saying those years, I was like,
Get with that real quick. But, Ron, I want to drop some nuggets on these folks real quick. Texans, they start their OTAs tomorrow. Again, we expect that to be a packed house in terms of every player being there. I think some of the moves the Texans made this offseason, if you dig a little bit, it don't have to dig long. You can get to a point of where, you know, they wanted more accountability, they wanted more participation, they wanted more people bought in, competing, and the competition doesn't just start when the season does. It starts right here. Ben Solak of ESPN, by the way, I misquoted earlier. It was not, who did I say it was? Jeremy Fowler. It was not Jeremy Fowler. It was Ben Solak. My bad, Ben. Make that quick correction. He had an article in ESPN, and the article was essentially, hey, we're 100 days out from the season start, and here's you know, some things that you need to look out for with each team. And when he got to the Texans, it was clear, and I thought this was a great point. His to watch for the Houston Texans was Nick Caley, and new offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, Ron. And I could not agree more with Nick Caley being obviously the X factor, if you will, or the wild card, if you will, here with the Texans this year. But I think as you know, he's talking about the season and training camp. Hell, Nick Caley's my biggest watch tomorrow. Ron, you asked me a question after rookie minicamp. You said, "Hey man, what thoughts on Nick Caley?" I said, "Hell, I had to ask which one he was."
Yeah,
45 minutes into practice, I had no idea. Right, I'm interested to see, is Nick Caley the obvious leader of everything going on? Is he, you know, ultimately kind of an overseer, or is he nose down, grinding, working with tight ends all of practice, and then just when they come together, he's the one that actually calls the plays?
Well, it better not be what you just said.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that is what it more looked like when I watched, and that was a rookie minicamp, take it for what it was worth, and they've got C.J. Stroud, so it's not like they had a guy out there. They had two guys, quarterbacks, throwing, but it ain't like they had C.J. They had the guy that they were depending on winning games from this year. But what I saw was it was hard to tell Nick Caley from everybody else out on the field. And I'm anxious to see with the Houston Texans, what is the approach? Is it truly a three-man, four-man group effort on the offensive side of the football, or is Nick Caley truly coming into his own, and he's going to be the play caller, and he's going to establish dominance over the group. And this is my offense. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And is this energy stuff that everybody over there has been trying to sell, the vibe and the energy and all this kind of stuff, the connection with the players, is that blatantly obvious? Or again, is it more looks like a position coach, right? Which is what he's been his whole life. I think, Ron, to the ESPN article's point, is like Nick Caley is definitely the wild card, the one to watch here in Houston. Hell, I'm watching him from day one.
Yeah, and clearly you understand why he is that. Is the one to watch. Now I'm going to take rookie minicamp to be different than this. Maybe he's just kind of
observing. I would hope so. Yes.
Filling out. But, boy, the thing that I am wondering, one, I think I would want to expect to see, like, very clear that this is kind of his show and he's running it. Not to mean that he can't delegate or others can't, but this is his show.
Yeah.
He's running it, and there should be a connection with CJ, right? I understand that Gerard Johnson is the quarterback coach, and they have a great relationship. But, hey, man, for you, Nick Caley, it's going to be your ass.
Yeah.
If CJ Stroud doesn't play to the level that many people expect. So I would imagine you're going to have a close communication and relationship out on the field with him. So I just that's the big part. I want to see that will be interesting for me to see, Clint, is the working relationship of CJ and how he is with the coach. Like, who is he with?
Here's the thing. Here's the interesting thing is, and I honestly don't know what this is going to look like. I mean, it seems like they're selling more of a group effort. And if you look at kind of how he was hired and kind of the background, it's probably going to be more of a group effort. But I really do. Somebody's got to establish dominance of, hey, this is my show, and I'm going to hold guys to certain standards. Like anything beyond typically Gerard Johnson would handle the quarterbacks in anything that is. Routes on air, obviously the technique, mechanics work, footwork they want to do in individual. Routes on air where you're just throwing to a line of receivers, that's Gerard. Any kind of running stuff that you want to do where you're turning around and you're working your run game, ball handling, that's Gerard Johnson. But anytime you come together where you are in a huddle and you're breaking a huddle or you're at the line of scrimmage and you've got all of the ball catchers on the field that are eligible receivers that are there with you in a 7-on-7 standpoint, any kind of pass skellies, what we used to call it a lot of times, any of that stuff, typically the offensive coordinator, it is clear he's the one communicating with the quarterback, he's the one communicating with the huddle, he's the one in the huddle going, hey guys, if CJ's not doing it, hey y'all, get this, tighten this thing up, let's go kind of deal. He's the one that is clearly in charge of that right there. I'm anxious to see Nick Caley is that guy or isn't that guy, and what his role is with the team. I fully expect it to be, but I've also never covered or been a part of a group effort.
I'll be shocked if it looks like anything that you talked about, the rookie minicamp, where it looked like.
Well, the rookie minicamp,
I don't think it'll look like that.
The rookie minicamp, there was no 7-on-7. They didn't have enough people out there to do that. But I mean, he literally, like, I honestly didn't know who he was until they pointed him out. And even then, he was more playing like a linebacker for the tight ends to run their routes off of than back there with the quarterbacks or kind of overseeing and kind of dictating what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? I don't want to oversell that, but I can just tell you, I can tell you that with my experience, and I can tell you that if it were me, I would be standing behind the quarterback and going, hey, here's the route. It's scat right, 339 Y stick. I'd have been doing, you know, calling the whole play and not just acting like, you know, playing like a linebacker. So I don't know what that's going to look like with the Texans. I don't want to overthink a damn rookie minicamp because it is what it is. But I think it is food for thought, and we'll see how you know, Nick Caley wants to run this thing and or how Nick Caserio believes it should work. We'll see.
It's just going to be, because it's the most important thing of the offseason.
Yeah.
That, like, along the offensive line, all that stuff, to me, who are the five starters, five ones, is a big deal. But Nick Caley, that is, he's the answer.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the overall answer.
Yeah. A few other things that some people may be more interested in than the offensive coordinator. How much is Higgins, the top draft pick this year for the Texans, how much is he in the huddle and getting run with CJ and Nico? I think he's a plug and play immediately outside receiver. Everybody else is competing inside or competing at other positions. I think Higgins is a plug and play. We'll see that. what's the offensive line rotation look like with all the new faces out there? Where is Titus Howard? Who are the guards? Who are the tackles? You know, where does Blake Fisher fit in this thing? The O-line rotation overall, I think, will be interesting. What treatment is Woody Marks getting? Is Woody Marks getting hey, man, the old heads are here, the vets are here, you stand over on the side, or maybe you get a little bit of run here or there? Is he getting like, hey, man, you stay connected to Joe Mixon, you don't leave Joe Mixon's hip. When Joe Mixon ain't in there, you are. Is Woody Marks that important, or is he that much of a priority, I guess I should say, or is this a let the rookie earn his keep kind of thing that we've seen from this organization? Because remember, we've seen them just flat out anoint guys before they ever compete.
That'd be a big thing if it ain't 31 standing behind getting the second rep.
We'll see. And we've seen them do both. We've seen them preach competition and cut reps, and we've also they made C.J. Stroud compete with Davis Mills for a week or so, right? But Kamari Lassiter was out there in that outside corner from jump. So let's see how they handle Woody Marks, right? Jaden Smith, the corner out of USC,
your guy,
one of my draft favorites right there. Where is he? Is he inside or outside? Right, and how does he look in general? I hadn't got a real good chance to watch him. And then the other one, Ron, linebackers, EJ Speed. We've seen him in a Colts uniform. What's he look like in a Texans uniform? Christian Harris disappeared last year. Went from the most promising prize prospect in D'Amico Ryan's eyes to disappearing after an injury. What does he look like now? I think those are all some pretty basic observations that we can gain a little bit of knowledge from it at. A little OTA work.
OTAs, 84 tomorrow too, baby. A little rain.
It's gonna be nice, man.
Hot sex.
Welcome to Houston.
Sorry. Coming up as we continue right here on The Drive, a little news. Joe Espada here just moments ago has spoken and given an update on Yordan Alvarez. We will let you hear that on the other side.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right. Welcome back in. As I said, there is an update coming from Joe Espada. Some might call it the daily update coming from Joe Espada, but this, according to Brian McTaggart, MLB.com. Espada said, team is waiting for him to say he's ready to go. So this one, I just don't know why they go about doing it this way. But so basically to me, Clint, Espada just saying, hey man, this is out of all our hands.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
He's been cleared. That's what it almost reads to me. He's been cleared. It's just up to him. And buying into your, as you call him, a diva and all, like
Jordan.
Even if this is the case, why would you put it out there on him just to, hey man, shoot us just whenever he's ready to go. He's ready. It's on him. I don't know if that's what the captain, Joe Espada, is meaning. But that's almost, and maybe you all take it differently. But yeah, man, the hell, it's on him, man. When he's ready to go, he'll go.
This is the problem, if you will. They all end up looking silly. They all end up looking silly because whether he means it or not, it's a bad look. It's a bad look on the player. But it's just it looks like, it constantly looks like the manager and the general manager for the Astros do not communicate on some of the most important issues with some of the most important players to the team. And then it somehow ends up, both of them end up in front of the media expressing opposing opinions. So all of it's silly. I don't, at some point you would think, now I think Dusty liked to play into it. Like, I think Dusty was up in his age where he was like, hey, man, this is water off a duck's back. I don't even give a rip. This
I'm from least, a different generation.
That guy right there, it's the least of my worries. I'm going to play with y'all a little bit. We can talk about HIPAA and
but,
stuff.
But, you know? But this is the last thing Dusty would do, though. Like, hey, man, it's on him.
Well, but you got a guy that, I mean, and no offense, because Dusty's a Hall of Famer, and for these reasons is why he was so successful, or one of the reasons why he was so successful is he knew how to handle players. Like, this is a young manager that's not a great communicator with the media anyway, and now, you know, he doesn't mean it, but either way it goes, it's just Jordan Alvarez gets his ass back on the field. Either way,
next slide coming up, simple truth. Champ Slice, we all knew Noah Jordan just wanted some midseason time off. Let's be real.
I mean, there's no doubt he's a diva.
But of course, okay, I know you feel that way, and if Champ feels that way, we don't need Joe Espada to help that narrative.
Oh, yeah, the manager doesn't need to speak on it. Yeah, agreed. No question.
Right? Like, there's so many other ways. Hey, man, we're still just waiting to make sure he's ready to play, and when we believe he's ready to go, he'll be out there.
Yeah.
Not, hell, man, we just waiting on him to tell us he's ready to go.
Well, it's another one of those situations, Ron, where every time we have this conversation, I want to just be like, no, like the clearly at this point, whoever the manager of the Astros is simply needs to say, I'm not speaking on injuries to the media. That needs to be his response.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, God, I mean, yeah, wait for him. Hopefully, well, you're now, we're waiting on your ass then. Hurry up. You ready to go? I will say, at least it does make you feel like he's cleared. So it is, or like he's
so in the way it reads,
that,
yeah.
That like he's not, this shouldn't be an extended period of time. But it's very much like what I was hearing Chandler Rome talking about earlier about just the Astros and this and how they make, like, ultimately at one point they made Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker looked bad last year with the thought of, well, hey, yo, Doug, yeah, man, you just sitting out for 6 months with a bruise?
Tucker,
but it was
kinda...
an actual fracture.
Like, yeah, that's the scary thing with this, with the way that the Astros handle these situations. We can sit around and laugh about it all we want, but there's no doubt that it was a bad look on Tucker. Now, it didn't hurt. It's not going to affect his money, clearly, but it was a bad look on him. I don't think, if you remember correctly, Ron, about a month after that, something happened with Bregman, and Bregman came. He held out until the last minute, and then he went ahead and told everybody what was going on. No, it ain't the elbow. Yeah, or I had this problem. Whatever his, like, McCullers always stepping to the camera and giving updates. I know I poked fun at it and laughed at it and really got frustrated, to be honest with you. But there's no wonder why those guys that are injured want to be out in front of this, because they don't want these guys doing it, because it ends up potentially hurting the player.
Yeah, no, it does. And just your relationship with the fan base. And how,
oh, well, definitely how take, that. But like, right, that but right now, like if something happened to Fromber and they were wishy washy about it, and Fromber's in a contract year, I mean that would be a bad look for the player.
Yeah,
you know. So I hate the way they handle it. Obviously.
Yep. All right. Hey, they did have a big weekend series. They took 3 of 4, Clint. And listen, we talked about it going into it. This was going to be a big series for the Astros, and what were they going to be able to do? And in particular, in 3 of the 4 games, what made it such a big deal is 3 of the 4 games, Clint, they were going to be facing or having guys pitch that I don't know that they thought they would have pitched at the beginning of the season. Maybe Lance, but especially Gusto and Gordon. That was not the plan. But they take 3 of 4 of those games. They moved to within a game and a half back. And that was a huge, huge series against the first place Mariners. And the pitching to me was the story. All of those guys gave their team a chance to win. Now, the good side is they were all 3 runs or under in terms of what they gave up. But nobody went more than 5 innings in those games. But gave them a chance to win, and they were able to win those games. Framber was absolutely amazing as they win his 6 innings. They went 2-1 in that game. But what jumped out for you in that series? To me, it was the pitch.
Look, all of the above, right? I mean, you talked about the bats. I mean, to me, this is the first time that I've watched the Astros this year, and the meat of the lineup was a reason why you won a game with Paredes, Altuve, and Walker winning the game where Walker walks it off. And I mean, it's just the to win games with the pitchers that you mentioned. You know, it seems like McCullers may have turned the corner after that 39th pitch in the game that he went. It seems like from that stretch out, he was turning the corner. Altuve got hotter than a firecracker. You look at Cam Smith is a guy that 2 or 3 of the games, I think, well, however many he played, he swung the bat really, really well, and he doesn't seem to be a rookie that's going to slump, I mean, less than a calendar year out of playing college baseball. So, there's just a lot. Jake Myers and Paredes and Pena appear to be what they've shown us they are to date. I mean, they're swinging it well. So, you know, look, I think overall the Astros are just sitting in a beautiful spot, man. You're a game and a half back in the division, as you said. You're no more than a game and a half back with anybody in the American League, not named Detroit, not named the Yankees. And so, I mean, everybody, whether you're looking at the division or you're looking at the playoff race, like everybody is right there at an arm length's distance, and you've done it with no Yordan. You've done it with a Lance McCullers coming back and no Eric Geddy and no, you know, Blanco getting injured, and Wisniewski getting injured. So, I mean, the way in which the Astros have overcome the issues of 2025 and put themselves in a perfect position to get healthy and get hot is beautiful. And I think taking 3 of 4 from the Mariners the way they did.
Put it in their heads. What Tyler talks about it all the time, Mariners goes, God, here come these asses. They're about to walk us down.
Well, I mean, Ron,
just like they always do.
You know, they think about it.
Reality check.
T, think about it. They should have swept them jokers. The game they lost was put in Abreu's hand with a 3-2 ball game, and he comes in there and gives up 3. They lose 5-3. Yeah. I mean, if you really think of the overall team handed a 3-2 lead to Abreu, and then what I'm assuming would have been Hader after that. And that's the game that they lost of the three. So it's not even like they went in there and got the skull beat in one game. They were really better for eight innings in that damn game. So it was a convincing series against the Mariners, man. This as an Astros fan, I'm feeling really good right now, boys.
All right, you don't want to miss the comments the general manager of the Rockets had to say about hunting the superstar. We'll let you hear what Raphael Stone, had to say.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up next. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back in, good people.
What about Tyler?
Tyler's.
I like to think I'm a good dude.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I made a mistake, okay?
I said, forgive me, man.
God.
I was
there was one mistake. And it was
do this all multiple, 4 hours?
Multiple. It hasn't been all four. I think we've been very nice. Mm-hmm.
I think we should
and
do it.
And in each hour.
We should do it at least three times.
I had it planned to do it again a little bit later on, the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. No, Tyler, I, and Clint, I do want to let you hear what Raphael Stone had to say in a bit.
Yeah,
good but, stuff. I'm watching this Timberwolves OKC series.
Okay.
And I can absolutely relate to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because I was sitting there watching it, and I'm watching the two teams play. Now, listen, I don't know if, despite Richard Jefferson, for some reason, in the pregame show, saying in a 2-0 game, that in a 2 in a 2-0 game series, in which the OKC had the lead, saying that it was must win for both teams. They're playing for their lives, both teams. Get that again, Tyler. OKC's up 2-0 in Minnesota. So neither one of them were. Like, no, nobody's season was going to end after the game. Now, OKC damn sure is not playing for their lives.
Well, it was 2-1.
It was going into game three.
Oh, it was
going into game three over the weekend. 2-0, pregame, Richard Jefferson playing for their lives.
He got a little out over skis, didn't he?
Both teams.
Been there, bro.
I think he gave an explanation, but I marched on after it. But but not even that. It is, and they beat the hell out of them. Clearly, OKC was not playing for their lives. They were down by 30 at some point in the first half. But I'm watching them last night and really have watched them throughout the series. And you know what Minnesota is? And I can relate because I am this. Minnesota is that team, is that guy. That man, he gets in the club. Now, he's not ugly. But he got to work a little harder. He got to run some game. He may get you two songs with a dance, then buy you a drink. He's damn sure got to come off a drink. He knows it walking in. Check that. I know it walking in. Got to come off with a drink, but you got to really woo him through conversation. I met my wife. Again, when we started dating, I'm getting drinks. I've got shots. We move from one venue to the next. I'm talking her down before, we got into a little makeout session. Hey, I'm talking Tyler. This took me over 2-3 hours.
Sometimes.
Like I said, I ain't ugly. The Timberwolves ain't ugly.
No.
You ain't ugly. You ain't ugly and she wasn't easy.
No, yeah. But you got to work. But then it's those other sons of bitches that walk in there.
Those sons of bitches.
That are OKC. And they just walk in. You know, it ain't nothing worse than they just walk in and you know it. It's the either real attractive dude that you know is attractive.
And he knows he's attractive.
And everybody knows. They know. You could be working on her for an hour and a half. They walk in either real attractive or he looks like he got money and you can tell he got money. Or the worst. Or he has status. Those three. The worst is he's got status. We know he's got status. He walk in. Oh, hey.
Well, hey, boy.
Who do you play for? And he got status. He got a little money. And he's attractive.
Yeah,
and the worst is when all three of them combine into one.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're attractive. They got status. And they got. And you work. And they walk in. And the little honey you've been working on for 2 hours.
Steady.
Gone. Just gone, or anybody else. They just walk right in. That's what it's like watching the Timberwolves and the Thunder. The Thunder, when they get the ball, they're on offense. It's just easy. SGA is the MVP of the league. We know him. Everybody knows we got to stop him. He seems to have more space than anyone on the floor.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards has 14 people on him as soon as he crosses half court. He's working like hell. He can't even get off shots. The rest of them, they are clawing. Scratching, clawing again. And then OKC, Chet just put back dunk here. Yeah. Hell, he can go shake it, go sit down for 5 or 10 minutes.
Hell, and he threw one pass between old boy's legs last night and got three out of it.
And they get up and they walk off like they ain't in the Western Conference Finals. See, I can relate to the Timberwolves. Every one of their possessions are so hard. And then OKC right here, he just walks in. We know Clint's an OKC. Clint is definitely has had a point in time.
I was a blue collar, man.
Where Clint walked in and didn't have to do any work. Walked in and here it comes. The work is laid just by the steps he's gone in. That ain't never been my life. Again. I ain't ugly, and neither are some of you. Some of you know which position you're in. If you're in that position of you got to work like hell like the Timberwolves do at every single possession.
The showman.
You got Rudy over there. Rudy's the biggest son of a bitch out there, and he's working to get layups.
Soft as baby poo, though, that Chet, Rudy Gobert.
Chet's 150 pounds, and he can just do whatever he wants to do on the court. Like, that is what it's like watching the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I never thought about it.
It's definitely
not in those terms. But your description of SGA somehow floating around and getting shots, and then when you flip it and you compare it to,
he got to fight to get across the court.
No question.
How
They can't even set a good screen for him.
Clint, I watched this team dismantle Luka and LeBron. How does SGA have this much space?
Unbelievable, man.
How's he just moving around like this? Steph couldn't get away from a rocket. This Joker, SGA is just floating.
Yeah.
Just floating around. Like, how does it is watching those. I watched it the whole day yesterday. That whole game. Here comes Minnesota, Tyler. Oh, shoot, they're down 7. They got it to 4. They got it to 2. And then OKC just goes on a 7-2 run. It didn't break a sweat. And here we go. We're back up to 7. It was so they're fighting and clawing to get there. It is crazy. Someone texted, come on, at one point, Clint walked into a bar in Arkansas and was the starting quarterback of the Razorbacks and had a really great year. That boy didn't have to do. No, he didn't. Hell, it ain't even just then. Hell, probably 10 years later, he could walk in to Arkansas, an Arkansas bar and had that, not even Arkansas, it don't matter, had that hair slicked good. Had that hair doing good.
Hey, low through water on that fire, boys.
Like, I'm watching Julius Randle's on the ground. He can't move. Look at how hard it is. They got 5'8" defenders. And then they come down here on the other side. Okay, see.
Anthony Edwards takes a shot. He's got two thunder in the air trying to block it.
Hey, they said 100% of Anthony Edwards' drives, he was double teamed. Every drive, yeah. 100% of the time. And SGA just appears to have all the space in America. Yeah. It is just, that's all right, man. I've been Minnesota. I have. Now, listen, it worked for me. Met my wife in a very similar situation. Took me 2 hours.
How'd it work out for you?
Obviously good. A little bit. Hey, had her up against the wall, a little makeout session.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, yeah. Ian just watching uncomfortably. My best friend. Her friend and my best friend.
Does he remind her of it? Do they remind her of this?
It was a Ludacris song that was playing in the background. I can't remember. I'll text him right now. Do you remember that Ludacris song that was playing in the background? I'm sure Ian will have it because he used to just get in the car and play it. But it was good, man. It was good, you know.
Bar were y'all in? Do you remember?
It was called Dark Horse. Dark Horse was a Tyler wouldn't be able to do it. Wouldn't able to handle it. Dark Horse was a all you could drink for $10. From 8 to 10.
Sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yes. And what we would do at the end, you've seen my group. What we do at the end at about 9:50, they had 2 bars. Everybody would go and make a trip to both bars. They give you 2 at a time. And then by the end of it, our table would be full.
So you get an extra couple hours.
Oh, we get an extra couple hours. She came in, hooked her up on that. I had her going, bought her a shot there. Then we moved to Bluesboro.
Somebody could have played beer pong with Dave.
The Brooksider. We moved over. Deals. Oh, yeah, man, I'm telling you. Moved over to Brooksider. Had her over there, had her hemmed up.
That's where it was at?
That's where it went down. Then, you know, finished off the evening up against what she calls, I thought was your father's Cadillac, but it was mine. Up against the Cadillac, let it ride.
It was yours?
It was mine. But I'm sure there was some joke. Joker that just walked in there and just batted an eye, and he didn't go through all that.
Yeah, you blue collar, man.
But it worked for me. Best thing happened to me. You ever seen them guys out there? I watched a smooth son of a gun one time, Tyler, have his phone out right here. Young lady walked past. I think they had made some sort of an eye contact. Didn't speak. I watched it the whole way. Lady just walked in. Walked past him. He kind of nudged her and gave her his phone. And that broad put her phone number.
She put them digits in there, didn't she?
Great.
I said, oh, yeah. Man, what a time.
That is well played.
I just don't have the skill set right now to just go hand a phone.
That's a strong one right there. That's a strong move right there.
With the tools the good Lord gave us, man.
I'm telling you, again.
And you've made it work for you.
Again, I am not the Washington Wizards. I'm not saying that in this.
No,
you cover the Rockies.
Nobody hears the Rockies. I'm not the Rockies here. But that's the first thing I was thinking of when I watched them two teams play. Like, my goodness, it is hard. It is so hard for this team on one side and the other side.
That reminds me of how I used to work in the bar.
That's just me right there. It's a tough one. All right, coming up, we'll get to Raphael Stone at some point. We'll do that. But coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you ready for this game tonight. The latest on Alvarez, and we'll let you hear about the NBA playoffs as well. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.